was right on time.
Right, matters arising, if we can move on. Thank you. Paragraph 2.1. MTR has provided what they regard as a final design for the ventilation buildings, which was circulated to members on the 25th of March. I think it's fair to say that diverse views have been received from members. as usual, the likes and dislikes on the part of each individual. Those comments have been conveyed to the project proponent. What I'm going to suggest is that we don't yet have another meeting. I think we've had three meetings already with the proponent. I think we pass those comments to the proponent. We can also convey those comments to both the District Council and also to the Town Planning Board, because they have to go back with a Section 16, I believe. So we'll summarise the pros and the cons that have been expressed, and we'll pass those to, particularly to the Town Planning Board. Paragraph 2.5. The boardwalk under the Iron Leeson corridor. The study commenced. CEDD have moved things forward. It commenced in March of this year. The CEDD proposed to set up a website, and that will be set up by the third quarter of this year. That's part of the process of gathering opinion, gathering reaction from the community to the proposal, and it's the website is seen as playing an important role in the public consultation exercise, because as you know, we're going to have to deal with establishing overriding public need for the project, so engaging and consulting with the community will be very important, and engaging their opinion will be very important. Obviously CEDD will keep task force informed of progress, and I anticipate we will get regular reports on what's happening. Paragraph 2.8, the greening of the promenade at Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park. LCSD, I think, are in defensive mode, if I may put it that way. They say due to its temporary nature, the current design is intended to provide basic facilities and greenery. It would be more appropriate to enhance a greening when taking forward the permanent development of the promenade in the future. LCSD, are you here? Is there nothing we can do in the short term to improve the greening, and particularly the shade? It's the shading, isn't it? There's very little shade for people who are sitting and want to enjoy the park.
Thank you, Chairman. In fact, we have, received similar suggestions before, so we have study to see whether there's possible to plant more trees, but there are so many restrictions, particularly the underground drainage and the other utilities are underground, so that we have constraints to plant more trees. In fact, thank you, Chairman.
Sorry, responding to that, if I may. I mean, there are other ways of creating shade, of course, shading. It doesn't necessarily have to be planting trees. You may be able to...
Yes, maybe more arbors or shelters, something like that. But, I think we have shelters already, but maybe consider not sufficient enough. But on the other hand, we would like to have a more open environment. But anyway, we will study further whether we can, by other means, to provide the sheltering area for the the visitors.
I know the District Council also has a similar view to the one we're expressing today, so I think you probably need to think carefully about how you respond. Yeah, thank you. Lots of hands. Peter first.
Can I go back to 2.5?
2.5, yes, the boardwalk?
To carry out a study. There have already been three public consultations during the course of the feasibility study some years ago. The CEDD have already done investigative work on that. And really, to say that if all the requirements of the PHO could be satisfied, CEDD would proceed is a little bit misleading, I think. You know, the the PHO essentially allows for this sort of thing to be done if it fulfills a public purpose. So, you know, to take a year's study with presumably a long brief to be prepared beforehand to come up with that conclusion, I would have thought was a little bit mystifying.
Well, I think this was explained to us last time. I mean, it is part of process, and process has got to be pretty transparent and has got to demonstrate that all the parties concerned have been engaged and consulted in order to demonstrate overriding public need. But CEDD, any comments from CEDD?
So, thank you, Chairman. Anything that falls within the PHO is a really serious legal matter. So I think the most important thing is that we should have a robust process addressing all the concerns under the ordinance. I think so we have to take a step-by-step approach. So unfortunately, that will take a bit of time. Thank you, Chairman.
I mean, this is an important project from a connectivity perspective. We really do want to see it happen.
In our lifetime, I hope.
Sorry?
I hope we see it happen in our lifetime, Mr. Chairman.
Back to paragraph 2.8, please. Greening of the park.
Yes, it's back to 2.8.
Please.
I was just going to say, could we use this as a bit of a lesson? This is not the first time we've been told we can't have more greening and more trees because of what is below the surface. In parks, you very frequently want trees and greening, and to me that's what a park is all about. Could we take this into consideration right from the beginning and try and get our services, etc., which are the below-grade things, laid out so there was some room left so we can have trees and proper planting? It always seems to be the trees and planting come last, and we've already taken away everything below grade, so you can't actually put them where you'd like to have them. We've had it on the waterfront, the central waterfront, when we tried to address them. Obviously, you found the same situation again. Could this be sort of noted somewhere and tried to be dealt with earlier rather than later?
Thank you. We'll note that. Thank you. Did I see any more hands go up? Paul, please.
Yeah, no.
2.8?
My question really is what work has been done to check what is underground? I mean, have any excavation tests been done? I mean, how many locations have been checked? I mean, it's easy to say that it's difficult, but I mean, how much work has been done to find out how difficult it is? Yeah, so can we see a plan of the utilities?
What I suggest, Paul, is I don't suspect LCSD can answer specifically today. Why don't we ask LCSD to take this away? Clearly, there are concerns still about the greening, so, and we know District Council also is concerned. So maybe take it away and come back to us next time with an update, and particularly pick up the points about why we are so constrained in terms of planting trees.
Okay, Chairman, we will have a further report at the next meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. Then moving on, if we can, paragraph 4.2. University of Chicago Center, Mount Davis, Victoria Road. The members' comments have been referred to TPB, who considered the application on the 26th of February. And also, we've had further comments from a member on the Jubilee Battery site. That's also been passed to the relevant bureaus and departments for response. And that response, obviously, we will pass to both the member and we will circulate within the task force when it's received. But I believe that they did receive planning permission on the 26th of February, subject to a wide-ranging number of conditions.
Paul, could we just have a report then on what the conditions are that have been set and whether they respond to the comments we've made here?
Do we have the Chicago conditions with us, Planning Department? Maybe you could summarise what the conditions are, or if you can't, then we will deal with it by circulation after the meeting. Don't worry.
The board has imposed a number of conditions, plan approval conditions upon approving the application. And sorry that I didn't bring along that list.
Okay.
It's quite long. So maybe I can supplement after the meeting, okay?
Thank you. Yep. As long as we pick it up, that's the main thing. Thank you. All right. That's 4.2. And then final item under matters arising I've got is 5.21. This is the North Point site and the detail, the outstanding issue of the detailed design of the western part of the site. As you know, we're less than happy with the design solution, and we asked the proponent to go away. They're still working on the detailed design and are going to come back to us. And it's proposed that they brief us in the third quarter of this year when they will have a more mature design solution to share with us. So they have received message and they are responding. I think that's the important thing. So that's all I have on matters arising. Anybody else, anything they want to arise under matters arising? Thank you. Okay.